The Milwaukee chapter of the NAACP is calling for reform in the country's policing and criminal justice systems. The office issued a statement Tuesday in response to the police killings of black males, Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, and Dontre Hamilton here in Milwaukee. Fred Royal is president-elect of the local NAACP chapter. He shared his perspective on recent developments.
Ferguson has certainly brought to the forefront of a lot of people's conscience the fact that there are police incidents amongst African Americans that seem to be more violent when they come in contact with us than with any other ethnic group. Ferguson is not an isolated incident, nor is the Hamilton case. You just saw a gentleman strangled to death in New York on the sidewalk. You just saw a 12-year-old child in Ohio that was just recently shot. In Florida, you saw an individual who was reaching in his car to produce a wallet, which the sheriff department had requested that he produce, and was shot. So it's not an isolated incident, but Ferguson was definitely the catalyst that brought this discussion to a head.
Why do you think there are kind of two distinct sides to this that people can take? Why do you think there's such division?
Because I don't think the issue of race has ever been fully discussed. I don't think it has ever had any closure. You know, historically, law enforcement has been used to keep African-American community in their place from slavery to Jim Crow. So this isn't something that has ever been fully vetted, and I think that is something that needs to be discussed, and so there can be a healing. If you look at how police, and I'm not saying all police, but there are definitely those that act beyond the scope of their authority when it comes to the African-American community, and for some reason have this notion that our community is more aggressive, and they seem to be more fearful when they approach us.
Why do you think there is a perception that one community might be more aggressive?
Well, I think media has perpetrated that. They have somehow convinced the world that we are this menace to society.
You said that it's time, or this shows that the country still needs to vet and discuss this whole issue. How could that happen? How could there be a vetting? In what forum? And who's got to do it? And who's in charge?
Well, I think nationally, when you look at law enforcement, the Department of Justice could definitely do a investigation into the police practices when it comes to incidents amongst African Americans. And that, I think, would start a national conversation about how the policing is conducted in our communities.
But nothing at a more grassroots level?
Well, locally, I do commend Chief Flynn. He has attempted, we have dialogues, we just had a second meeting to look at what he is doing to ameliorate some of these concerns from the African-American community. So locally, I give Chief Flynn credit for that.
The press release that the local NAACP has released talks about flaws and reforms that are needed in policing and criminal justice. What are a couple of examples of things that you think would be helpful?
Some type of competency training. I know training gets overused, but there has to be recognition that everybody's community doesn't react the same. And there are personal traits. I may get boisterous when I get agitated, or even when I'm trying to express my point. My arms may move more freely when I talk, but that doesn't mean that I'm being aggressive. So I think that those subtle nuances within each culture needs to be understood. That would be one thing. I think there needs to be a better vetting process when police are recruited, because we're finding that whether it was the perpetrators that were raping men by doing cavity strip searches in the middle of the street, there is something wrong with these individuals that somehow during the selection process needs to be picked up. So those are some of the policies and processes, in my opinion, that could help.
If you had to advise people living in neighborhoods that are primarily African American to change something or do something or not do something, what advice would you have for that particular population?
When confronted by the police department, do what they've asked you to do. Don't be confrontational. Definitely, if you feel that your rights have been violated, quickly write those incidents down and report them to the proper channels that can have an impact on them. Having raised two black males in the city, I've always told them that when you come across an incident where you have a run-in with the police department, act as if your life depends on it, because it does. And be very mindful of what you say and what you do when you are confronted by these authorities.